in the hearts of the majority of the people in America.
母亲节对伫美国嘅正人来讲，伫心内是真特别的一件代志。
On May 9th, 1914, President Woodrow Wilson signed a resolution that had been passed by the Joint Congress, making Mother's Day a very special day in our country. And it was a year later that President Wilson said the second Sunday of May should always be a time when we recognize mothers, should be set aside for Mother's Day.
1914年5月初九，迄个时阵美国总统 Woodrow Wilson 有甲国会共大家同齐来决定讲，要爱有一个母亲节，还是过来迄年才决定讲是伫五月第二个礼拜日，要正做一个真特别的日，正做咱的母亲节。
Hallmark sells more cards for Mother's Day than any other time in the year, 150 million of them. Only about 80 million for Father's Day.
Hallmark 这间公司伫母亲节是因生意上好的时阵，因为伊伫母亲节会当卖1亿5000张卡片，啊，但是伫父亲节的时阵，敢那卖8000万张。
More long distance calls are made on Mother's Day than any other day of the year.
伫母亲节即天嘛是咱长途电话卡上侪的一日。
And the Saturday before Mother's Day, more cars are washed than any other day by car washes of the year.
而且伫母亲节进前的拜六是咱洗车场上爱的日，因为迄天因做上侪生意。
They want mother to ride in a clean car.
因为大家拢想着要让因的妈妈坐伫一个清气的车内底。
On Mother's Day last year, I preached a sermon on Hannah, and this is almost the second part of that sermon, because I'm going to be talking about Hannah and her prayer, but also the response that God gave Hannah in the prayer. And Samuel, a son, was born.
顶年伫母亲节时阵，我的讲题是汉娜，就是撒母耳的老母。今仔日我所讲的就亲像是第二部分同款，咱大概等一年才等到。但是，咱第二部分是要讲，那唔那汉娜娘嘛要讲伊的囡仔撒母耳的代志。
We should never underestimate the power of the prayer of a mother.
咱袂当将一个妈妈的祈祷来看轻。
The great Saint Augustine was anything but a saint during the early time of his life. But when he became a Christian, he said that the reason why was because his mother never stopped praying for him.
咱大家知影，圣天主教这圣徒 Augustine， 伊伫细汉的时阵是。唔是真虔诚，是真歹嘅。啊，当伊变做基督徒了后，伊讲伊会真做即马真做基督徒，就是因为伊嘅妈妈对头开始拢袂停止为着伊来祈祷。
And we are reminded that Suzanne Wesley, who had 17 children, prayed 1 hour a day for these children. But not only that, took 1 hour for each of the children in a week.To share with them the gospel, the message of Jesus Christ.
咱大家嘛应该知影有一个福音人叫做 Suzanne Wesley， 伊逐日拢会用一点钟来为着伊的17个囡仔来祈祷，而且伊伫一个大概礼拜拢会找一点钟，甲每一个囡仔开用一点钟来讲上帝圣灵灵性上的成长的代志。
It's no wonder that two of her sons, Charles and John.Became wonderful evangelists both in England and America.
So, his two children, one is Charles Wesley, one is John Wesley, later all became very famous preachers, one in England and America.
After Hannah's prayer and promise, she had the son Samuel. And we can conclude his mother's story if we wanted to, but we don't want to because we really need to conclude it by mentioning how much Samuel meant not only to Hannah, but also to God. Samuel is a key individual in Old Testament history. He was right up there with Moses and David. He was the one who was instrumental in blessing both Saul and David, the first kings in Israel's history.
And
when we look at his early life, we see that he is the first representative of the way God calls us and speaks to us today. One of the most poignant stories in the Bible is that of God calling Samuel when he was a young boy.
So,
in our scripture lesson this morning, we read, "The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions." Samuel's job was to serve the Lord, doing menial jobs like keeping the lamps lit, probably keeping the place clean. The key here is that Samuel ministered even if the spiritual climate in Israel was not clear. In fact, we also read, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him." Samuel knew about God, but he didn't know him personally. It was Paul in his prayer for us that we might know Jesus Christ and know the power of his resurrection, that we might know him personally. But Samuel was in the right place and at the right time to be able to hear what God had to say when he spoke. He was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. James writes, "Come near to God, and he will come near to you." God communicates to those and with those who are close to him. You can't put this into a fancy formula, for it is only out of a faith relationship that God speaks to us. If you are distant from God, you are the one who will drift.
咱是离开的一个，不是上帝。
We should continue to be near Him through worship, through Bible study, and also through prayer.
所以咱就要常常会记得，咱爱尽量来跟我跟我上帝。
One minister once said, "If you unplug, you will unravel."
咱有一个牧师讲过，讲你若离开的时阵，你就会乱去。
And I saw a bumper sticker once that said, "If you feel far from God, guess who moved?"
我嘛有看到一个车后道的道大纸面顶有讲，你若感觉你离开上帝真远，你想是啥人有已经叮当啊？
When God called Samuel the third time and he went to Eli, Eli then understood that it must have been God speaking, and so he told Samuel to go back. And when he was called, Samuel, Samuel, to say, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
当上帝叫撒母耳第三摆的时阵，伊利才发现讲是上帝在叫这个囡仔，所以伊叫伊回去困，而且甲讲，若是伊阁叫你讲亚华，请你讲你的罗卜听。
Do you ever question when someone says, "God spoke to me"?
咱大家若听到有人甲你讲上帝甲我讲话的时阵，你会感觉真奇怪无？
My guess is that most of the time.This is not an audible speaking.
咱我想，咱这个时阵上帝跟人讲话，不是用话语来讲的。
But when we ask the question, "Does God speak to us today?" the answer is absolutely yes.
但是咱若问这个问题，讲上帝有跟咱来沟通、来交流无？咱来讲是正确的、对的。
He speaks to us through His Word, through His sermons, through the Spirit.Through our consciences, through circumstances, and also through others.
上帝通过真济无同款的道路来甲咱沟通。有当时啊，用伊的话语就是咱的圣经；有当时啊，经过牧师的教导，经过圣灵，经过咱家己心内的声音，也是讲其他办法。而且嘛，有可能用别个人来甲咱讲话。
And He also speaks to us.Through the world that He has created, if we are listening.
咱若有在注意听的时阵，伊嘛会用伊所创造这个世界，甲咱在讲话。
A writer wrote, "I saw a bush ablaze with God. Only those who see it take off their shoes. All the rest just sit around plucking blackberries."
有一个作者有写讲，我有看到一丛树啊。因为上帝来召会，但是敢那遐会当看到上帝的人来脱因的鞋啊，其他的人坐伫遐来敬遐的规矩。
We sing that familiar hymn. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sing, and round me rings the music of the spheres.
咱大家应该真熟悉这一个诗歌，是讲我心俄罗上帝，主人永远的爸。天地万民三甲应声，俄罗伊大尊名。
So people look at the Grand Canyon and marvel at the glory of God, or else they think of it as a gigantic, chaotic hole in the ground.
所以咱大家会当看到，无同款的人看到大峡谷，就是 Grand Canyon 有两个无同款的感觉。有人感觉这是上帝所创造真美妙的一件代志，有人看到是一个平地面顶有一个真大的崩坑，一个。
The awesomeness and the greatness of God is seen in the beauty of His creation.
So we know that God's greatness is in the beauty of His creation.
Did you know that every snowflake that falls is unique? Every snowflake is different.
We all know that when the snow falls, every snowflake is different. Every snowflake is different. Every snowflake is different.
And something that we have recently discovered that every one of us has a DNA that is absolutely unique from any human being that has ever lived.
咱大家嘛知影讲，咱身体内底嘛是安尼，咱的基因就是咱的 DNA， 拢大家人拢有无同款的基因。
But now to be more personal, when God called Samuel by name, it gave an indication that He also calls each one of us by name.
So, 咱大家都爱熟悉着讲， 亲像上帝会叫撒母耳的名同款，伊嘛会叫咱的名。
How does he speak to us? Well, we need to remember that we are people of the Word, people of the written Word.
所以伊是安怎甲咱讲话的？咱就爱会记哩，咱是话语的人，就是上帝的话来甲咱讲话。
In my Bible, I have written these words. Scripture throughout is a love letter from God to me. The Bible is God speaking in a person, God speaking by a person, God speaking as a person, God speaking for a person, but it is always God speaking to me.
圣经内底是就是圣经就是上帝给我的一个爱的批，这个圣经就是上帝在讲话，而且是上帝对一个人的方向来讲，亲像一人为着一个人，就是因为上帝在跟我讲话。
But it is not just a written word; He speaks to us as a living word, even Jesus Christ.
但是咱也记得，这不是单单一个写下来的话而已，而因为伊是一个有活命的话，在耶稣基督的内底。
In John 1:1, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then we move down to the 14th verse, "And the Word became flesh, full of grace and truth, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of God."In the beginning was Jesus Christ, and Christ was with God, and Christ was God, and Christ became flesh for us.
So, we read in John 1, that in the beginning was Jesus Christ, and Christ was God, and Christ was God, and Christ was God, and Christ was God, and Christ was God.耶稣成做肉体来跟咱的中间，伊是道，嘛是咱的基督。
In Hebrews, we read, "In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. And for the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword."
在希伯来书，咱有看到内底有写讲。在进前，上帝跟咱讲话是，跟咱的先祖讲话是经过伊的先知，用无同款的时，伫无同款的时间，用无同款的方法来跟咱讲话。但是伫即马，上帝跟咱讲话是通过伊的囝子，因为上帝的话只是活活的，而且比所有的钱搁较来。
Philip once said, "Show us the Father."And Jesus said, "Oh, Philip, have I been with you so long and you still do not know me? He who has seen me has seen the Father. The Father and I are one. No one comes to the Father but by me."
Philip 有一次跟耶稣求告讲，会当你会当让我看到咱的天父无？但是耶稣甲伊讲，腓力啊，敢是我甲你做伙伤久，但是你阁唔知唔捌我咧，因为上帝甲我是一个。你有看过我的人，就看过天父。无人会当无经过我去到上帝面前。
And Paul says, "As a guarantee, even now, He has given us His Holy Spirit."
保罗嘛有写讲，做一个保证，因为伫这个时阵，伊有予咱圣灵。
Does God speak?
上帝敢有在跟咱讲话的？
Yes, He does. He's speaking all the time.
伊有，因为伊常常拢有跟咱讲话。
Have you heard the commercial for one of the cell phone companies with this phrase, "Can you hear me now?"
咱大概敢有看到 Verizon 的一个广告，问讲你敢有即马听到我无？
I think that's the personal question that God is putting to each one of us. Can you hear me now?
我想这是上帝爱咱爱咱大家人家己问的问题，就是你敢有听到我在讲话无
？When he speaks, do we answer like Samuel, "Your servant is listening"?
当伊甲咱讲话时阵，咱敢有像撒母耳共款，甲伊回讲， 你的奴仆在听。
Or like Isaiah when he saw God high and lifted up and heard God say, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And he responded, Here I am, use me.
还是亲像以赛亚，伊看到上帝高高举起，迄时阵又听到上帝的问题，我应该找啥人呢？伊应讲，我伫遮，就找我。
The real question is not, does God speak?
所以咱的问题不应该是讲上帝有在甲咱讲话无。
The real question that each one of us personally must ask is, am I listening?
所以咱家己应该问咱家己的问题，就是讲，我有在听无
？Let us pray.
请大家按头来三个祈祷。
Our gracious God and our heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of being able to know that you are here, that you have a word to share with each one of us, and that you have given us the ability to listen. Help us, O God, to recognize you when you speak, and help us each one then to respond.In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and for his sake, amen.